Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Tootski, come on.
Every football season brings highs.
Yes! Rock and roll!
And lows.
Every week, though, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, no.
It's time to buy or sell.
I tell him to sell!
It's Texans Stock Up, Stock Down on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
Correct. Every Wednesday, right around this time, we do our best Jordan Belfort impression. A little Wolf of Wall Street, a little stock action. And we got Week 10 Texans Stock Up, Stock Down right here live on The Drive right now. And I want to get this thing started with Ron the Show Hughley. Ron, for you and these Texans currently sitting at 3-5, if I'm not mistaken. Had a chance to get 500, obviously did not against the Broncos. For you, Ron, and these Texans with the Jaguars coming to town, stock down in your eyes.
Yeah, stock down, I would say Nick Caserio right now, and it is plummeting, especially. I heard what D'Amico had to say in terms of it wasn't for an effort of trying. As Clint said, you know this team needs help. You know what your expectations were before the year, and you know this team needs a lot of help. You know a reason that this team needs a lot of help is because a lot of the misses that you had in the offseason, which you are responsible for a lot of it. And I wonder how much ammunition he was given the ability to use to get the help that they needed. You need help. A lot of the reason you need help is because of the decisions you made, and then at the end of it, for whatever reason, you didn't get any help. You just stayed where you are. And basically the thought is, we got to hope what we have here can get it done. And I don't think he's in a good spot right now. And his stock is down, especially coming off that trade deadline and not getting anything to add to the team. And then you look at the other two teams ahead of you, the Jags and the Colts. They make big time pieces, and you don't add anything.
Yeah, look, I think the stock being down for Nick Caserio is spot on. You know, you can go back as far as you'd like, but I mean, I think there's one picture that you can paint that says is worth a thousand words, a million words. Is I think the organization has failed C.J. Stroud on multiple fronts. But you look at how they addressed the offensive line on multiple different occasions and didn't fix it. You know, and I'm not even talking about the pressures. I mean, that's obviously a problem, but the inability to create a run game consistently. The inability to find five guys that are five starters instead of rotating your left guard. Then you move out and you look at the weapons. You know, last year, I think there was a good effort, but guys couldn't stay healthy. This year, your two draft picks, and obviously it's self-admitted because you're the one making the decisions on who's getting the ball and who's seeing snaps and who's not. But and I said it when it happened, you draft two young wide receivers like that and expect and think they're going to help you and fill roles immediately. I think you're asking to be disappointed. But those two guys not being a bigger factor in this game, particularly Higgins, the guy you drafted with your earliest draft pick this year in the second round, that guy not hitting and not affecting the games more, impacting games more, is painful to watch. Christian Kirk, even when he is healthy, he's a non-factor in games for the most part. I think you look at the most important player over there, CJ Stroud, and I think you've left a lot to be desired in the terms of the support you've provided for him.
Quite frankly, it's bullshit.
There is Ron the Show.
I think you'd even admit that, Nick.
Quite frankly, it's bullshit.
I don't think he is, Clint.
I think he would. But
there is a stock down for Ron the Show Hughley. He went with the old GM, General Manager Nick Caserio, for these Texans. Week 10 Texans, stock up, stock down. What is your stock down, Clint Sterner?
I'll be quick. One of these guys that I just mentioned, for me, it's Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk came back, played against Jacksonville the last time the first time we played the Jaguars this season, was a non-factor in the game for the most part. He's returned. He gets injured. He returns again. And he's just a non-factor. Catching a couple of speed cut out routes, that's fine. I mean, hell, you got six guys in this wide receiver room that can do that. But I just thought that by week 9, we would see Christian Kirk impacting games and making plays a lot more consistently than we have. So whether it's Christian Kirk or the offense or the quarterback or whatever, for whatever reason, my stock down right now is in a big way for Christian Kirk.
Yeah. That week 10 of the hamstring thing is hard to continue to wait on.
Mm. Clint, stock down, the former Jaguars. The Jaguars coming to Houston, NRG on Sunday, to face off the Texans. Week 10 action. We got the stock downs out of the way. You are listening to Stock Up, Stock Down, live on The Drive every Wednesday right around 3:20. Back to you, Ron, the show. What's your stock up for these Texans as we stand?
There was a few for me here. I'm going to stay with Kalen Bullock, excuse me.
Yeah, get that right.
Let me get that right.
He told us when he called.
My fault, CB. Kalen Bullock.
I see what you did there, Nick.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I went Nick on him. I was glad that was, I know as you said in the press box, Bo Nix should have put that ball in a space where Kalen wasn't able to get that interception, but it was still an athletic play for him to come where he came from in the middle of the field to go get that ball and get it standing up, catching it. And we've seen it, and in particular in the Jacksonville game, the first time, I think it was when it really jumped out to us, he was playing a lot closer to the box. And we always thought it was better for him to be in center field, and he just had a nose for the ball and would come out of nowhere like he did Sunday and make plays. So I'm glad to see he's playing more in the back end instead of in the front end and starting to see him be able to make some plays. So that was a great play that he made to get the only turnover there they got. And I'm hopeful that he is playing more in that spot in terms of the safety position.
Yeah, hopefully with their personnel, they've had some rotation at that safety position, some guys they've lost, some guys they've got back. Hopefully with getting guys healthy and getting more in tune to what they want to do defensively, you know, hopefully Kalen Bullock can roam center field a little bit more, because he is awfully fun to watch and he can go get it now.
Yeah. The arrow's pointed up.
So young Kalen Bullock, that is Ron the Show Hughley's stock up.
CB.
Clint, put a lid on this thing for us. Week 10 Texans, stock up in your eyes, sir.
I'm going to go with defensive play caller Matt Burke. I mean, since, you know, Killing. We look, I mean, that, you know, that guy is really nothing more than a title from the time he gets here, with D'Amico Ryans being admittedly the one that's calling the plays and building the defense and doing everything.
Damn.
And so he kind of just waits in the shadows, if you will, of D'Amico, and then all of a sudden D'Amico says, no, I'm paraphrasing, or maybe I'm speculating, but D'Amico needs to oversee this offense a little bit more, so Matt, you take this thing over. And they have been absolutely tremendous defensively. And so you want to talk about first-time play callers, all that. I think Matt's called plays before. I don't think this is his first time, but you want to talk about a guy that's stepping up and calling plays here in Houston and doing a good job and kind of getting baptized by fire and passing all the tests. Matt Burke, man, he's done a good job. Last week was another example of that. Sean Payton Bo Nix, a hot offense over there, and they step up and hold them to 15, or I guess 18, but 18 points, and they gave us a chance to win. So Matt Burke is my stock up.
He's got to get himself to an offensive mind.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
And it head coach. Where he's running.
So he can be the guy?
He's running the show.
Yeah, ideal.
Yeah. All right, that's Stock Up, Stock Down. We do it every single Wednesday. Stay tuned for that. We appreciate you. I see your stock up and stock down here on the text line. It's good to hear. All right, coming up, we will hear from Davis Mills. There is no C.J. Stroud this week. He is out. Tyler's got his uniform ready. We'll hear from him coming up next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.